Do now in the laws of Shema, we're up to chapter 85, and we're almost finished with the laws of Shema. We got four more chapters. Okay, this chapter is going to discuss Be'ezim Mekoymus also likres Kriya Shema Be'dalet Sifin. What are the places that one is prohibited from reading the Shema? We'll have four subsections over here. We'll start with subsection Aleph one. Subsection one. A person shall not go in streets which have been were filthy. Basically, you know, the dogs, they didn't have the laws that you must curb after your dog, you must clean up.
It was worse than that.
Yeah.
In England, they used to throw it out, the human waste, out the window into the street.
Okay.
That's why you got the plagues. That's how bad it was.
Okay, so but here he says, you can't just walk in those dirty streets. And v'yaniach yodei al piv, and then you're gonna put your hand on your mouth, and you're gonna read v'yikra kriya shema. You read the shema. You can't do that. Bafilu im hoya koido bo. Even if you were like in the middle of reading already, so you're on your way, and then all of a sudden now you find yourself in a dirty street. So you must interrupt once you come to these dirty streets. And if you don't stop and you just continue reading, all of Akos of Oimer, the Pasuk refers to you. When Hashem says, the verse states, and this is a verse which is in Bamidbar, Tezvah Pasuk Lamad Aleph, it says, Kidvar Hashem Bozo, Begoimer Hikoris Tikoris. You have degraded God's words, because when you speak these words of God, the Torah, that's the Shema, you've degraded it, and the penalty for that is to be cut off, ikaris to karis. So therefore, if you don't stop, that's a very serious offense. Ukshayoitza misham. So when you get into the street, if you're reading, stop, and when you leave the street, then you go back to where you stopped. So you stop, then you go back where you stopped, only provided provided that you didn't take so much time as it would take you to finish the whole thing. Because usually we say, we've learned it many times, you reference it here in Siman Samach Hei, so over there in Sif Aleph, over there we learn that if you interrupt and you make an interruption for as long as it would take you to finish the entire thing, that's called an interruption, then you got to go back to the beginning. So that's called an interruption that you can't continue, but you have to start over again. He says, "Beloy kriya shema bilvad." We're not only dealing here about reading of the Shema. Elokol inyan shumadivrei hakodesh. But any item which is from the holy words, asur la'amro b'mokam atonefis, it is prohibited to say it in a place where it's dirty. The Hainu, what is a place, what do we call dirty? The Bokim Shiesh by Tsoya, there's excrement, or made a glayim, or urine, or Bibes HaKisei, or in a toilet, or Bibes HaMerchatz, or in a bathing place. In the area, apparently, he doesn't specify here, but we learned before, that's the places where the people are undressed.
Don't forget, they walk the animals in the streets too in those days.
Chickens, yeah. Cows,
yeah.
Goats,
yeah. Cows.
Bafilu Lomri B'loshen Chol. Even if you're saying like in a weekly language, you're not saying it in Hebrew, you're not saying it in Lashon Kodesh, you still can't say it. You can't say anything which is holy, words of Torah or words of Shema, or any words that is from the holy from holy matters. You can't say it in places which are soiled with Tereifis. And he says, it goes further. V'loyilu amrei b'levad. We're not only talking about saying it, even to just think in your heart, it's prohibited. Even words of Torah, there is an obligation that one must day and night study the Torah. But when you come to the bathroom, when you go to the toilet, over there he says, you're not allowed to even think with the Torah in Velayla. When you have to go, when you go and do your needs, you go to the Beis HaKisei. So it's good so that you do your, you calculate. He says he wants you to keep your mind occupied, so do your accountings there. So that you should not come to the thinking of Torah. But on Shabbos is a problem. On Shabbos there is a problem with doing accountings because we learn there is a worry that one might come to write it down if he's going to figure out. So we're not allowed to. So what is he to do on Shabbos? So yifna libay laharer b'tziyurim u'binyonim noyim. So then you should turn your heart to think about beautiful art or nice buildings. U'kayetza, similar thing, b'dimyonim elu ha'meishchim u'mfanim libay. With this kind of imagination that will draw and they will draw your heart, place your heart they will sort of turn your heart away from wanting to think matters of Kedusha. Even the laws about the laws about the bathroom, in the bathroom you're not allowed to study them. And likewise, they're doing the laws of bathing in a bathhouse. So you're not allowed to even do those laws there. Like we learned in the earlier halacha, if somebody starts to talk to you in the place where you're not allowed to talk halachas, you're not allowed to even tell him, no, you're not allowed to smoke. It's halachically prohibited.
Like in a schwitz
that, yeah, that yeah. would be yeah. yeah, that would be halacha itself. Right. So you can't do that.
Would you tell him what?
Just don't answer him.
Don't answer him. Ignore him.
Ignore him. And then when you go out, you tell him that you can't tell your halacha. In subsection 2, base, Abel Dvarim Shel Choyl Mutar Lomer Shel B'Lashon HaKodesh. But talking about weekly matters, you can speak over there even though you're using Hebrew or using the holy tongue, the holy language. You can still speak that. El Shemidus Chasidus Ulachmer. He says it's a measure of righteousness to be strict, not to talk Hebrew, not to talk maybe Hebrew. I'm not sure it's Lashon Kodesh. That's a question itself, but not to talk holy tongue at all. V'chein Hakinuyim. Also, when we talk about descriptions, there is God's name, but sometimes we describe God as Kigoyin. Let's say, for example, we call Hashem Rachum, the merciful one. Or Chanon, the one who graces. Or Venemon, the one who is trustworthy. These are all names that we describe God with them. So, by right, halachically, strictly speaking, one could say it over there because they're not really names of God. They're merely, they are references, descriptions. Lifishagam b'nei odom echavim mechunim b'hem lefamim. Because that's not unique to Hashem, because also people are sometimes described as that. People are called merciful ones, great, the one that grace, and then the trustworthy. It says, the verse says, graceful and merciful one and a tzaddik. So even a person. So since it's not designated for Hashem, so those words don't become a prohibited words. Subsection 3, Gimel. But what about these names that are uniquely designed for a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Those, the references are seven names that you would be prohibited to erase them. Those are names, there's another description, Hashem, Elohim, Kael. So, also Laskirim Shom, then you're prohibited to mention it over there. Afilu B'lashon Choyl, even if you're using the counterpart, you're using the non-Hebrew counterpart. Oh, this? Okay, this is plastic again. Is there more of these cups over there? No more cups at all. I thought you said there was.
There was.
There is.
Baruch atah Adonai Elohim
Shachanu Dvarech. No, but we knew that they were there, but we didn't want to use them in a plastic. Okay, Da'ainu Shema Kadosh Baruch Nifra Nikra B'fi Kolam V'Loshin. Which means you can't refer to God in any name that the people in that language they use to God. Like in Yiddish we say Gott. God is Gott in B'loshin Yiddish. Or in it says Boga. Boga, that's in Polish and Russian. I was going to say, Slava Boga. So you can't say Boga. So even though that this name of Hashem, when it's written in a non-Yiddish, non-Hebrew, not the Hebrew name, they're allowed to be, there's no holiness in those letters, you can erase them. You can erase those letters, so there's really no holiness in those letters. But nevertheless, there is a degrading here. To mentioning God's name in a place which is dirty, just like we talked earlier in the previous siman, not to say shalom. Shalom is the name of God. So even though one is allowed to erase the word shalom because it's not one of the names, but still, it's a reference to God whose name is shalom, and therefore we shouldn't mention it over there.
So even if somebody's writing somebody's name.
Okay, so that we had that discussion. Yeah, that discussion yesterday. Yeah, the other day.
Yeah,
that means that. So we had two opinions about it. One opinion said that a person's name Shalom is okay to mention, and the other one said it's better to be stringent because it's not. But he says
it. Letter. The guy's name was on. That means you could never throw the letter out.
Actually, as far as letter is not the problem. The problem really is mentioning the word Shalom inside mentioning. Still. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called by the name of Shalom, even though it's not designated only for Hashem, there's other people going. So still, so you're not allowed to mention it when you are intending on Shalom, on peace. Because over there, the distinction was, as we learned earlier in Simon Pei Dalet, and over there we learned that if you're just saying the name Shalom as a name, which is just a name, so you're not intending to the word peace. You're not, I mean, the meaning of peace. But when you say peace, that's referring to Hashem, that you can't say. That was learned earlier, going to the Indian Shvua. So therefore, just like we don't say Shalom, so certainly those names which are designated for Hashem, in the language of the nations, of the Goy, of the non-Jewish nations. For many matters, the non-Jewish name is treated like the Hebrew name as far as it goes. For example, if you want to make somebody an oath, if he's going to use the counterpart, he's going to use the non-Jewish reference to Hashem by giving an oath, that would be considered to be an oath in the name of God. And also not to mention God's name in vain. You can't mention even those names that are not Hebrew, strictly Hebrew. Can't just say it. Also as far as cursing somebody and using God's name in the curse. So if you use the Goyish name, you know, in that curse, that would be constitute like a cursing with God's name. Look in there in the Chosh Mishpat. But what about when you curse God, if you use that name, he says, "Ayin b'yiridaya," he sends you to reference it, Simon Shemem, Simon Sif Lamedvo. And finally, Sif Dalet. So what happens, and this is what we discussed a little bit, Im nizdamele lahafish mudvari isu b'merchatz b'beis hakisei. If it comes along that he has to stop somebody from doing a violation, violating, somebody's going to be doing a prohibition, but it's in the bathroom, or it's in the bath, and so you're not allowed to say Torah. What are you going to do? So he says Mafrish. Then you can stop him. You can stop him. Afilu b'loshon kodesh. Even if you're using Hebrew language, ubi'inyan kodesh. And in a holy matter, the hainu, like loymerlo, you can tell him afilu b'loshon hidra sha'asu lasis ken. You can tell him a stroke. You say, no, you're not supposed to do that. That's okay to say to the person who's going to be violating a law, don't do so. And you don't have to be careful to tell him, oh, it's not appropriate to do so without saying that this is a prohibition. No, no, no. You can tell him straight out that it is a prohibition. Vuadin. If He says he's in the middle of that, and all of a sudden he starts thinking about a woman in the middle of his learning. So he doesn't have to stop learning because of that, but rather because continue to learn Torah now would be stopping him from the Isur, stopping him from his bad thoughts, because Torah saves one from bad thoughts. Even if it's not a case to, you see that somebody's going to be violating directly a prohibition, you could say, Mutar loymer lechaveidoy, asei li kach vekach. He can tell to him, do for me such and such. Even though it turns out that this is an instruction, because he tells him, do for me so and so, he tells him, he's basically telling him, you can do so, because he's asking him to do so. Because he's not telling him in a way of instruction, then that would be permissible.